Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It's been a wild year.
Increasing inflation.
Israel.
Ukraine.
Syria.
What a year.
47th president and your 45th president.
And what happens in 2025?
Act of terrorism.
New Congress.
House Speaker.
Happens here.
Buckle your seatbelts.
97.3. The Sky.
All righty then. It's Monday, and that's just fine. We're going to make it great. Rise and shine. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes, unless the question is, did the Bucks win? Then the answer would be no.
Wow.
Up and down game, tough game. Bucks lost at the end due to a field goal that bounced off the upright and in for the win. So, yep, Bucks lose to Washington 23-10. But the joke is on Washington.
Yeah.
Well, because they got to go to Detroit and play the Lions.
Oh, so there is that part. Yes.
Good luck, Christians. Little mustard, a little mayo. Them Lions are going to eat you all up. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You heard Mr. Confidence here.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Buffalo Bills beat up on the Broncos pretty good, 31-7. The Eagles, otherwise known as the Eagles, they beat Green Bay handily. 22-10. So things are narrowing down as we get closer to the bowl, the great bowl.
The bowl of all bowls.
Actually, we could say, right? As long as we're not,
you know,
we're
I
not
think trying to make one, money off. That's actually one of the few things that I think we can.
It's a Super Bowl.
It is.
It just feels naughty.
I know.
No, they're very particular about how these things get used. But I'm just giving you news and information. Hey, by the way, if you were headed to Cape Canaveral, that area for a launch, no.
Just to have a lunch. That's all you're going to get.
Yeah. Launch? No. Lunch? Sure.
Yeah.
The launch of Blue Origin's New Glenn rocket, which is like 300 feet tall, 320 feet tall. They have put it off indefinitely. Some kind of systems, internal systems issues.
That sounds important on a rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's you got to make sure all the dummy lights are out on the rocket. You know, it's like your car. Check engine light.
Yeah.
That check engine light just won't go out on that rocket. They're like, no, we can't launch. Did anybody check to see if the gas cap was tight? Come on.
That's
you have to do everything from here.
That's the first one.
Could be. FBI Director Christopher Wray, of course, he will be stepping down, and he talked about it a little bit on 60 Minutes. Yep. And after he was saying what a dangerous time it was, but then he decided to resign anyway. So Scott Pelley asked him, well, if it's such a dangerous time, why resign? Because Trump's got his guy, Kash Patel, coming in.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I don't know, he couldn't say that. Christopher Wray had just been outlining the U.S. great threats from communist China's ability to attack our infrastructure, domestic terrorists like the New Orleans attacker, and he said, who became radicalized not in years but in weeks.
Wow.
And he said this is one of his hardest decisions to step down from the FBI. Don't know. It was like his decision. Like, what if he said, oh, no, Trump? Nah. I'm going to stay. I got a 10-year gig.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
When someone shows you the door, usually you should go through it.
Yeah. Yeah, and he tried to defend the Mar-a-Lago thing, you know?
No.
Yeah. Here's how he answered that. He says, our job at the FBI is to follow the facts, wherever they lead, no matter who likes it. Oh, wait a second. That's not what you do. You didn't follow the facts on Hunter's laptop. In fact, the folks at the FBI went far out of their way to protect the laptop and then went far out of their way to tell social media it's disinformation, Russian disinformation. They played social media like a fiddle. They said, oh, yeah, there's going to be some stuff coming down that's going to be Russian disinformation. Then the laptop comes up and goes, there it is. That's it.
We told you.
That must be the Russian disinformation right there.
Now, tell me if I'm wrong, though. You mentioned Mar-a-Lago.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the TV news, like a lot of folks do, and I saw quite a contrast between, say, Mar-a-Lago, people with AR-15s at the gates, lights flashing all around it, versus when they went to Biden's garage.
Yeah.
I don't recall those being quite at the same.
Couple of folks in suits and
just kind of
perusing through some of the records.
Corvette a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
One guy was waxing the Corvette.
Yeah,
and
yeah. I saw
it was a little bit different, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's got to go. I mean, maybe it's not all his doing. Maybe, maybe not. It doesn't matter. You're the top guy. And if you've got people under you that are not operating with a level of integrity and they're getting way too partisan, you got to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But doesn't appear that's the case. So he will get rid of himself. Good. Kash Patel will come in. He's 44 years old. He served on the National Security Council during Trump's first term, and he authored the book Government Gangsters. But he apparently is a controversial pick, which when you say controversial pick and it's Trump's pick, it must really be a good one.
Yes.
No, I mean that. Really must be a good one. This is kind of odd. Former CIA director William Webster served under Reagan.
Yeah,
he served under Reagan. How old do you think he is now?
Oh, he's got to be 90?
100.
Whoa.
He's 100 years old.
Wow.
But he can still write, apparently. He wrote to senators, urging them not to confirm Kash Patel, saying his confirmation would set a dangerous precedent.
Okay.
I mean, he's 100. Maybe he still thinks, you know,
The
Brits are in India. Right? I mean, I don't know.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. But Trump put it all in perspective. The resignation of Christopher Wray is a great day for America, as it will end the weaponization of what has become known as the United States Department of Injustice. He posted that. Well, that was actually back about a month ago or so.
Huh.
Well, a few weeks ago.
All right.
Yep. Now, during the interview on 60 Minutes, Christopher Wray said Chinese government is pre-positioning on U.S. civilian critical infrastructure to lie in wait on those networks to be in a position to wreak havoc and inflict real world harm at a time and a place of their choosing. Well, I'm glad that he finally sounded that alarm after the Democrats will keep telling you, no, we don't have to fear the Chinese. It's those white supremacists. They're the bad ones.
Hmm.
Yeah.
They're not trying to conquer the world.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right. Now, Trump will get everybody focused.
Oh, yeah.
Before your house burns down, maybe you should bring in a privateer, but it will cost you. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way next. We're making Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Dana Lash. I am not going to have my right to self-defense sacrificed at the altar of identity politics.
The Dana Show.
And I'm not going to be brainwashed into thinking that lethal force is off the table when a criminal would use lethal force against me.
Now, night, 10 p.m. on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is Monday, and we're here to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here with us. It is 6:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Got $2,000? Shell out. That would be 1 hour of fire protection. They're doing that in Southern California. More details on that in just a second. If you're going to launch this morning, Blue Origin, the new Glenn rocket that was scheduled to blast off from Cape Canaveral today, has been put off indefinitely. So you can scrap that plan if you were going to try to sneak over there and catch that. Men's Gator basketball team looking good. 71-63 win over Arkansas. Kicking against Arkansas. Gators are 15-1. Looking good. Bucks lost to Washington. Heartbreaker 23-20. So the Bucks season's over. Now Washington will have to go and face Detroit in Detroit. And feel pretty good about the Lions getting past them. But got to play the game first. Bills over the Broncos 31-7. Eagles beat Green Bay 22-10. All right. Desperate one percenters are dropping small fortunes on private professional fire crews to protect their mansions as California's most expensive wildfires continue to devour some of the wealthiest neighborhoods in LA. I guess we shouldn't be surprised if there is a need and people are willing to pay for a service and pay dearly.
Yeah.
Then I can imagine some people will be willing to provide the service.
This is not the first time we've heard of this. It was a little controversial a year or two ago when they had some fires.
Private fire protection companies often contract with state and local governments to help battle wildfires. But in recent years, California's fire firms have begun offering on-call services. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like room service, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be paying a little bit more than if you ran through the fast food drive-thru.
Good point.
They come, show up, ready with their own water supplies, trucks, hoses, fire-quenching chemicals. Oh, man, that fire was thirsty. We quenched it. It went away happy. Other industrial-grade equipment they bring in as well. These heroes for hire come with a hefty price tag. Some outfits are charging $2,000 an hour for their services. Now, that wouldn't be an individual, I would imagine.
Right.
That'd be like a team of probably, whatever, 4 to 6, but $2,000 an hour?
Well, for your multi-million-dollar house and property and all that's in it. Yeah,
that's a very
that's a good deal.
So if they're let's say they're out there for 10 hours,
yeah,
that's still, you know, compared to the price of the home, rebuilding, all that.
But people who can't afford that aren't happy about it. I mean, I get it, but there's a lot of things those people are going to afford that the rest of us can't.
Right. I mean, look, if you call in sick to your fire department gig and run off and do one of these side jobs,
that would be a
problem. Not cool.
Yeah,
and I don't. There's no evidence of that occurring that I've seen, but, you know, I don't know. But we do know this. Chris Dunn is the owner of Covered Six, one of these companies, and they said his phone has been ringing off the hook as Hollywood elite jockey for his set of skilled services.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Sure you would.
Reporter for San Francisco Chronicle. Observed one home outfitted with water sprayers continually drenching the roof as specialists stood by all night watching for flare-ups. Other firms spray the landscape with fire retardant and cocoon trees and bushes in thick fireproof materials. Remember, I mentioned why isn't this kind of a regular defensive kind of posture or whatever?
You've got sprinklers on the inside of buildings.
Right.
If you were at a place like this, why can't you have them on the outside? Is it a water supply issue? Is it just a design issue? It seems to make perfect sense. If you can have a mist or so of water running down your house, embers aren't going to ignite, that sort of thing. I don't know.
If you have water.
That's the key.
Aha!
That's the key.
And some of these contractors or whatever, they're providing, in some cases, their own water.
Uh-huh.
You know, bringing a tanker out there or whatever. And as these companies rack up cash, the ones who hire them are taking heed from ordinary folk, more than 100,000 of whom have been forced to flee, leaving their houses and under the protection of the overwhelmed public fire department. Millionaire real estate investor Keith Wasserman ignited a blaze of outrage when he put out a call for someone to connect him with private firefighters to save his house in Pacific Palisades. Yeah, he said, does anyone have access to private firefighters to protect our home? Need to act fast here. All the neighbors' houses are burning. We'll pay any amount.
Wow.
He actually posted that on X. Later, it was deleted. But apparently that rubbed people the wrong way. But
what's the difference between that? Oh, okay, you're rich. You're elite. You probably have private security. You don't depend on the police to come and protect you. You can afford it. You can buy it. That's kind of capitalism.
That's a sort of a little class warfare thing going on there. Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, do they try to run him off the road because he's got a really expensive sports car or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. All right, so you've got that going on, and then you've got Governor Newsom.
Uh-oh.
And literally... I was going to call him a weasel, and literally, here's the headline from the New York Post.
Yeah.
California Governor Newsom tries to weasel out of blame with reservoir claim.
Okay.
Immediately called out on that.
Hmm.
He was just like, he wants to answer back to, you know, Trump and stuff and not answer for the failures. He does not want to address the failures. Look, the chickens have clearly come back to roost. They protect the fish. Big Ag is a huge political influencer. They get their way in Sacramento. And the average person's left holding the bag. And it's a very dry bag with no water in it. And you know, this has been going on for years, but it's getting progressively worse. And people like Gavin Newsom, this is so Democrat of him.
Uh-oh.
He goes, oh, The reservoirs were full when the fires began. That's an absolute,
wow,
unequivocal lie. One of them they know for sure, the Inez, maybe it's Inez, I don't know, but the Inez Reservoir was bone dry. And he said, oh, well, that's not part of it. It's not a state system reservoir. Like, it's a huge reservoir. It's right there, and it's bone dry. I still didn't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
Yep. We've got a lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is 628. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on the sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The sky.
The sky.
We enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here.
Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
The Sky.
Another day in paradise. Think positively, my friends, even if it is a Monday, because we make Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
And not nearly as cold as we've seen.
No.
Over the past week or so, although it's going to dip down again soon, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, we're still seeing the temperatures not quite as like freezing in the morning. Oh, yeah, 50 feels great after, you know, 30.
So it does indeed.
Perspective.
It's like, yeah, hitting yourself in the head with a shovel.
Yeah.
When you stop, you go, wow, that feels good.
See, it's all about perspective. Be optimistic.
Sure is.
That's right.
The Nat, the King, still there. The Kohl's, though, maybe going out, at least some of them. Kohl's department store.
Oh, well,
Nat King Kohl.
I heard you say Nat King and Kohl. I was waiting for the punchline. So.
Well, I didn't have one. I just had the beginning of a joke.
Oh, the setup.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's up with Kohl's?
It'll appear in a promo later today, probably.
Probably so.
Kohl's is going to shut down 27 underperforming stores and a distribution center.
Hmm.
Just a month after competing chain Macy's said they were closing down 150 locations.
Wow.
Kohl's is headquartered out of Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Hey, want some cheese?
Yeah, well, some of the stores aren't making cheese, so they're going to shut them down.
A little less cheddar.
And, so locations scheduled to close are in Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado.
And?
Wait for it.
Yes.
Not Florida. It's not listed here.
Really?
Georgia, okay. Idaho, Illinois.
Okay.
Massachusetts, New Jersey, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. So Florida not on the list of cuts.
And we got 52 stores in Florida, Kohl's. Bunch of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't tell you.
The last time you've been in one?
Well, we go to one, but I was going to say I can't tell you the last time it was crowded. But, you know, it's a nice store. We like them.
Well, I have these kind of, I guess you'd call them dress boots.
Yeah.
Now, I got those at the Nordstrom Rack.
Oh, good deals there, yes.
Yeah. And so I may have to head back that way because they have a great selection. The shoes are pretty good, you know, good quality.
Right.
And it's hard to find a good selection because what I need like a gray pair.
Mm.
Or black. I could go with black, but yeah. I'm thinking gray. And that's not going to be as easy to find.
So if you've never been to a Nordstrom, it's kind of like one of those memes. How do you tell everybody it's high class without telling them it's high class? The fact that you've got a grand piano and someone playing it in the store should tell you something.
But remember, yeah. I said Nordstrom Rack, which is
I know.
That's where the ne'er-do-wells like me shop. Like, yeah. You want to feel like you're somebody.
Yes.
But it's like, hey, schmuck, we're about to throw this stuff in a garbage.
But they got a guy with a boombox. That's not quite the grand piano.
Tickling the keys.
Uh-huh.
So they have, you get some of the leftovers. It's kind of like factory outlet. You
That's
get some
right.
leftovers. And some
I'd
are,
take that.
Some are made specifically for the rack.
Really?
Yeah, and the shoes that I got are actually branded that way.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, I wasn't either until I bought the shoes, and I said, oh. But then now people know it's like from an outlet.
Yeah.
But only if they take my shoes off and look at
inside.
Them.
And how often does that really happen? I mean, you know.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Maybe yeah, I wouldn't.
No. Oh,
yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Where is
happen.
The closest one? Where do you go?
Tampa. Okay. On Dale Mabry. Not too far from Raymond James, where the Bucs lost in a heartbreaker last night, 23-20. So the Buccaneer season is over. It's over for them. But the Bills beat the Broncos. The Eagles beat Green Bay. They will all be advancing. And Washington, who beat the Bucs, they have to go to Detroit and face the Lions. Yeah. Lions, roar.
Good luck.
Yeah, I had some... You know, family members, like one of my cousins from Philadelphia, kind of give me a little bit of a, you know, Tampa Bay or something like that. I thought you were a Detroit fan and this and that. What about our Eagles?
Mm.
And I just simply said, I root for the Eagles for Mom.
Right.
I root for the Lions for Dad.
Okay.
I root for Tampa Bay for me.
Okay.
I said, as long as somebody I love, their team is winning, I'm happy.
There's a plan. I like that. That's nice.
Yeah. Oh, you know what she did? She commented on my Coney dogs, a picture of my Coney dogs, and she said, looks good, but does it beat a legit Philly cheesesteak?
Oh, well, you know.
And I'm like, well, if it's legit, no.
Mm-hmm.
But still good. You smelled those.
I was just thinking, you know, he has made some good Coney dogs last week and brought them in. No, I was not offered one. Even though we had two each time.
Wow. I was wondering if you were going to call me out on that.
Well, since you brought it up, I wasn't going to, but since you brought him up.
You usually are not short for food product your own self. So I figured, you know.
Yeah.
Your belly will be okay. You'll
Silver Cassidy. You'll live till you get home after the show.
I mean, he eats before he comes over. It's like 4 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
he's
a breakfast
eating.
Person and you're not.
Then he's already chewing on nuts as I walk in the studio.
Those are healthy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, you know.
That's my.
I don't think that you're going to shrivel up and blow away during one of the shows.
I won't waste away before 10?
I don't think so. All right. What else do we have? What else is in the headlines? I mean, still, the California fires. It's going to be huge. There's a lot of related headlines. One is they're paying privateers. The wealthy people are paying privateers like $2,000 an hour come out, but they bring their own equipment, their own people, their own water supply, and they protect these houses. But it's got the regular people. When I say regular, people that are only living in a modest, like $1.4 million house.
Not a $20 million house.
Correct.
Or something, right?
Yeah. And those people are, they're just outraged and upset that people can bring in their own. Like, how dare you attempt to use your own resources and money to save your own home? How dare you, while the rest of us are suffering? That's the mentality. It's sick.
What would you expect them to do, kind of? I mean, you know?
Yeah. It's like another sort of class warfare thing.
I get it. It's frustrating.
Yep. All right. We've got plenty more to talk about. Yeah, Governor Newsom, he's... Well, acting like Governor Newsom, he's weaseling out of blame, trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll keep you informed. We'll let you know what's going on. And it's much warmer today than it has been in some of these mornings, so still might need a little light jacket, but it's much nicer. 6:45 right now. Happy Monday, 97.3, The Sky.
More freedom, restoring constitutional order.
Three weekdays.
If we're looking at a weaponized FBI, then what we have to do is restore these things to their former greatness.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Let's make it great. It is 6:49 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Look, a lot of stories are going to be generated out of these California wildfires. You know, it's the mismanagement of government. It's missed opportunities. It's lack of prioritizing. Basically, it just feels like if you measure back over so many years, not just in California, but Democrats in general, have, I guess, decided that the citizens come last. right? The citizens come last. We don't care how much you have to pay for energy. We are in a climate change emergency, they say, and so we pay. And then California voters over 10 years ago voted to build reservoirs nearly 11 years ago.
How's that coming along?
I don't know that they've broken ground or made one move at all.
Wow.
In over 10 years.
Wow.
And the voter said, do it.
Unreal.
It really is. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, you slimy Bass, reportedly awarded government workers with major wage increases. And then, I guess to pay for it, she cut the city's fire department budget by what? $17 million, I think? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but she said that none of those cuts really had anything to do with what's going on now.
The cuts stemmed from a budget crisis triggered by her administration's decision to reward city employees with rich contracts and benefits, even as it dismissed worries that the reductions would hurt services. Predictions that city services will be impossible to deliver, Deputy Mayor Zach Seidel told the press, are simply false. Yeah. If you cut $17 million out of a firefighting budget, it's going to impact service. It's just a matter of to what degree. But he says, oh, it's just completely false. Yeah. Few public statements have aged as poorly as that one. Mm. Shortly after taking office, Mayor Bass began negotiating with public sector unions over expiring contracts. Early last year, those talks resulted in more than two dozen agreements with unions representing the city's civilian employees, guaranteeing wage hikes of between 20 and 25% over 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, look, isn't it easy to negotiate a contract when you're not going to be held accountable? It's not going to come out of your profits and losses. It's not going to come out of your bonuses.
Mm.
In other words, you're in government. It's somebody else's money to begin with. That's why I'm not against unions, but when you unionize people who they're not going to be dealing directly with an employer, in other words, an employer says, look, I have a stake in the company. I want to do well. Here's the highest wage that we can pay you and still make a profit. You know, that's a negotiation because you can't just give them everything. You'd go, yeah, I'm glad you find it a nice place to work. We've got about maybe 7 or 8 more months and then we're insolvent. So that's not true with government. It's like a spigot. You just, you know, open it up and all that water flowing out there is just tax dollars. And, well, if it goes into debt, you know, they don't care. They're never going to be held accountable. So 20, did I say percent? If from $20 to $25 per hour. And it also contained rich benefits, including allowing workers to cash in 100% of their unused sick time when they retire. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine if they did that here?
Wow.
Do you know how many hours I have? I think I have over 500 hours.
You know, where I was a deputy years ago, and they did change it, for the regular full-time police officers, they were able for years to roll over a lot of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There were guys who literally retired, or, well, let me back that off. They quit working and still got paid for the next year.
Yeah. That's what
before their retirement ever kicked in. That's just the days and stuff that they had accumulated.
So I have to think of some sort of chronic type illness that I could use to call in sick for a year. Because we don't get it otherwise. You can't cash them in. It's not like a, what do they call it? Like if you work PTO.
Right.
Not like PTO hours. No, it's like, but they do accrue. They do add up. They do roll over.
Year to year?
That mine shows a totality of hours. Yeah.
Wow.
Where do you think I came up with that?
Huh.
Yeah. And I said to management at some point, I go, hey, let's get these off the books, man. Let's cash these suckers in.
There you go.
Yeah. They laughed at me.
Yeah. Imagine that.
It happens all the time. Just usually not so obvious
there
in my face.
There is that difference of laughing with you and at you. There's a difference there.
So anyway, this mayor Bass, come on, man.
Yeah. She's a mess.
Just like many. I mean, she's not the only one. Right. Many of these politicians. She was on a trip to Ghana when the fires erupted and began destroying her town, taking lives and burning buildings, homes to ashes, cut almost $20 million from the city's budget. Yeah, I think it was about 17.2 or something in the current fiscal year. Now we've got, what, about 40,000 acres have now burned as a result of these fires. Firefighters are doing their best.
Wow.
Sometimes there's a lack of water. Santa Ana winds make it so much more difficult. Oh, and they have, I know, caught at least one person who they believe was an arsonist.
Mm-hmm.
And but you don't, you know, you don't hear a lot about that, because then it'll show another area where they have completely failed, and that's dealing with the homeless crisis.
Right. And they've caught like 39 losers. Well, they are losers. Looters.
Mm.
One even dressed up as a fireman.
Wow.
He wasn't a fireman, but he dressed up like one, and they caught him, so that's good.
Yeah. If you're a looting, we might be shooting. Yeah. Well, they're in California. Maybe they don't have that much fear.
Could be.
That's going to happen. All right. Let's see some of the other things that are going on. If you're going to the launch at Cape Canaveral of the Blue Origin New Glenn rocket, that has been postponed indefinitely. So they're definitely not going to launch that today. And men's Gator basketball, man, Gators look good against Arkansas. They won 71-63, so they've accrued a record now of 15-1, and they are looking really good. I could have swore that was a home game on Saturday, but it wasn't. It was in Arkansas, but I did get to watch some of it, and the Gators are just—they're looking fantastic. So hope this is going to be one of those legendary seasons, we hope. FBI Director Christopher Wray is stepping down. Good. It is interesting, though, how he tried to defend the Mar-a-Lago, investigation. Yeah.
Ain't happening.
Yeah. Details on that and a whole lot more. It's all coming your way. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download the podcast. Just click on subscribe.
This is Sky News.
Congress certified President-elect Donald Trump's election win.
Trending stories.
Severe winter weather gripping much of the nation.
And why they matter.
We're not going to be below freezing in the state of Florida for weeks at a time that would set back agriculture.
I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister.
I know more world leaders than any one of you ever met in your whole goddamn life.
The Panama Canal is vital.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.